Live, launching into the third hour of the live Saturday edition of the program. We'll take your calls about anything. You just make them at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As we get started by going back to Brandon, who is listening to WTNY in Watertown, New York, a relatively new listener of the show. Brandon, you said it was your second time listening, so welcome back. Glad you decided to come back around. You said you're really enjoying the program, but I'm going to ask you some questions that, you know, might be a little bit personal, but you said you were okay with it, so here we are. You had said in the last hour that you'd gone into the Social Security office, you'd met with a psychologist, they rejected your application for some sort of an assistance based on the interview that they had with you, and you'd mentioned your past, your history, and it kind of piqued my interest, and I was curious about what had happened to you. You said that you had been diagnosed with some things, that you had tried to go into the working world, that it, for whatever reason it didn't work out, and I'm wondering if you can tell me more about that process, that part of your life. What were you diagnosed with, at what age, and then what happened with the whole trying to work thing, and why didn't that work out?
Well, you know, I always felt, you know, a little out of place growing up, you know, at any point in time. But as I got, you know, out of high school, I experienced my first inpatient treatment, and then within, you know, 2 to 3 years, I had been put on medicine and then...
Okay, you glossed over something. Your first inpatient treatment, what was that all about?
I essentially feel that was just, I didn't know what to do. I felt a little bit lost, and I think that the people who were raising me at that point in time didn't know what else to do, so mental health was involved.
But are you talking about they sent you against your will into a mental health facility?
Absolutely.
And were you on, you said the people that were taking care of you, were you being taken care of by foster parents?
No, this is my mother and her chosen partner.
Okay. Mom and stepdad or whatever, so chosen partner.
Right.
So they involuntarily, and at what age was this where you were committed?
I was almost 19 years old when this all started.
Would you describe yourself as depressed at that time?
No, I would actually describe myself as rather...
angry?
Paranoid. I didn't know what to do, really. I was really scared of, you know, what leap to take, so I kind of really went off a deep end on my own accord.
What kind of paranoia? Do you mind me asking?
Well, to skip a lot of steps, maybe, possibly in questions, per some people with papers and PhDs because they read books, I was diagnosed with schizophrenia and bipolar, but I felt, you know, obviously I needed some time, but at this point...
I'm going to have to interrupt you, just make sure I'm on the same track
absolutely.
With you here. When you were diagnosed with schizophrenia and what was the other one?
So there's some bipolar going on.
Bipolar. When you were diagnosed with that, was that after you had been involuntarily committed or prior to that?
This was a step of probably 6 to 7 or 8, maybe 8 in an outpatient visit spanning through, you know, 2 to 3 years. It's a really cloudy spot for me. I seem to remember some of the stuff that I don't want to, but all in all, I just think that because all those things that really physically crippled me for being a functioning part of social society went completely away when I had a daughter, and when that was stripped from me, it came right back. And as I overcame that by myself, not 2 months after that, I lose my mother, and all of a sudden it just comes back. And when someone truly needs help, a little bit. I don't need money. I don't need anyone's money. I just need some guidance. And you can't get it because of certain people and their biased attitudes. And it does frustrate me. And I don't talk to people. You guys are great. And I just, I think that it's nice to be able to just voice something.
Well, we're certainly not professional psychologists
right.
or anything like that. But I don't mind talking to people. That's what I do for a living. But I'm curious. Are there now, Mark? I mean, have you ever heard of any kind of like groups that people could go to I guess work out problems like this? I mean, obviously you've got things like Alcoholics Anonymous and stuff like that. But that's not quite what the problem is here. I mean, he's having trouble getting someone to talk to.
Right. I can barely. You know, sometimes I can't even shop all the way. I'll go to get my groceries. I get to the checkout. I gotta go. I have to go.
What are you feeling at that point in time?
fear, extreme fear.
Of being in public.
Yeah, I think so. Of everything around me, I can barely breathe at most points in time.
Wow. Would that be an anxiety attack? Is that would that be an appropriate definition of what that is?
I guess so. I think that's what they might call that, but I don't think of it as like that. It comes on in stages, and sometimes you can fend off certain things with certain. You learn to cope with anything. If you have a flat tire, you fix it. You know, it's just the way it goes.
Mark, you've been absorbing all this. Do you have any questions for Brandon to help clarify?
You know, I feel for the guy. I know that you know, there've got to be people out there that have these kind of issues. Brandon, you do know it's not dangerous out in public, right?
I do know it's not. I do know it's not extremely dangerous out there.
Are you afraid of being attacked by someone? Are you afraid of an accident happening? What is it? Can you categorize where your fear is based?
Absolutely. It would be judgment.
Of other people?
I think so.
You mean like my hair doesn't look good or they think I'm stoned
No.
or something like that? what kind of judgment?
No, not at all. Not physical. I don't mind that. It's something I think that it's like an inner... It's in the mind, something I can't tackle yet. It's just something that I, constant, everyone on you, it's all about you type thing. And I'm not that type of a person, which is why it doesn't make sense to me.
So you're afraid that they're like judging and assessing your motives and like what kind of person you are?
That's what I've guessed, because it really comes on so quick sometimes that I don't have time to break it down and think about it so I can reflect on it later and think, okay, how can we tackle this one and get this one? You know, we don't need to do, I can't do this because this stuff didn't happen to me. When I would go to the grocery store with my daughter, no problems. I would go by myself, even while I was a full-time father, if you will, by myself with my daughter at home, these things would come on. So
what
I really
happened?
Don't,
what happened with your daughter?
Her mother outgrew me. She decided I was no good anymore.
So you were in a relationship with somebody. Were you able to function within that relationship without your daughter? Did that only fix when your daughter came along?
No, her and I actually got along quite well all the way through until we both received, she received her degree and I was a semester away. So
she left you behind and took the daughter with at that point? Is that the idea?
Right. Something to that effect, yeah.
So it sounds to me like when you were socializing with your significant other at that time or your daughter, when you had somebody socially close to you, that you were able to better deal with being out and about and doing things?
I don't think that any... I think everything bounced off of me. I don't think I even thought about that kind of stuff. But, you know, just to make me real quick, if I can just blurt something out, and I'm sorry. I walk in, and then it just almost anywhere it could be to grab the newspaper for the morning, 30-second, maybe a minute-and-a-half transaction. It can just, my pulse, my vision goes, the hearing, I get extremely red, and it could be, I could be one of four people in a store.
And it doesn't worry you to be on nationally syndicated radio talking on 58 stations, but it...
No, it doesn't worry me, and I thought about this over the commercial break, actually. I think that because of the way that you two talk amongst one another and the way that you talk to other people, it makes me feel comfortable, and I don't mind. No one can see me, and no one really knows who I am.
So,
and the way I think about that sometimes, too, why don't I just think about my whole life like that? You're only going to meet a few people. You know, they could be, it's no big deal, but I can't.
I know we've had people that have been patiently waiting to get on this program, but I want to hang on to you here, and I want to open the phones up for people that have suggestions for you. I mean, I don't know where you can go, but I think that stepping out and getting with some sort of group therapy might be helpful.
Money solves problems, and you could start an online business that didn't cause you to have to interact with people. eBay.
Phone sex.
I suppose that's possible.
I'm sorry. Is that Matt or Ian?
Mark.
Did you say Mark?
That's Mark.
Or did you say money solves problems?
Money does solve problems.
Money, you know what? It does solve problems.
I think you have to have the desire to solve your problems.
Well, I mean, there are other ingredients, but usually the one that seems to be lacking.
He did say he was running out of his inheritance.
Well, if he could go to a psychiatrist or psychologist or somebody who could help him with this, he could pay for that of his own money, then, you know, that would help solve that problem.
I think that would be something to do. I was going presuming that he didn't have a whole lot of money. We can talk about that in a moment. I want to ask you, the listener, if you have some suggestions for Brandon, what should he do? What would you do if you were in his position? physician. Maybe you're familiar with a situation like this. 800-259-9231. We'll put you on with Brandon. 1-800-259-9231. And you can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
A question for you. Do you know what is in the air you're breathing? Do you know what chemicals are placed in the water you drink? Would you like to combat these intrusions? I'm not just talking toxins. I'm talking about chemicals that are harmful. Maybe now you understand why you feel tired so much. Change your life with Life Change Tea. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals and lose weight. Receive energy. There is no better investment than your body. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Friendly operators will take your order and answer your questions. Be set free and live better. GetTheTea.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now order Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online? That's right, it's true. And it's convenient now. Genuine FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online at Viamedic.com. That's V, like in Victor, Viamedic.com, V-I-A-M-E-D-I-C.com. That's right, you can order now. No doctor visits necessary. You can get a complete private consultation with a U.S. licensed physician, and licensed pharmacists will review that information. You'll get a prescription, and they'll fill your order. That's right, Viamedic.com, ladies and gentlemen. And if you happen to want to save $10 on your first order, you could use the coupon code SAVAGE while online at Viamedic.com. The coupon code SAVAGE will save you $10 on your FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra order. Or you can call this phone number for more information, and that phone number is 1-888-388-MEDS. That's 1-888-388-MEDS, M-E-D-S.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features include the bulletin board system. Over 500,000 posts. created by listeners like you. Go and get interactive for free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
And if you're like me, you hate making extra trips from the car to the end of the house with the grocery bags, and you don't like to return the cart to the corral or back to the grocery store. And I found a great little invention that makes it a heck of a lot easier. It's called a Totasack. It's T-O-T-A-S-A-K, and it's a handle made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States, designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. If you go to Totasack.com and order a family, you actually can get two family packs. Send one to some relatives, and they'll drop ship it for free for the holidays. It's Totasack, T-O-T-A-S-A-K.com.
Oh, thank goodness he called back. Brandon, I thought I might have freaked you out. I wanted to apologize because we've had Brandon on here this hour. He called at the very end of the last hour and he said some things that were very interesting to me. And you had some issues with anxiety. You have some issues with what sounds like a pretty severe case of anxiety, where if you're out in public within a minute or so, some serious feelings can come on and it makes you want to get out of wherever it is that you are, if you're in the store or something like that. And I had said I wanted to bring some other people on maybe to get some additional opinions, and I realized Mark pointed out that I didn't ask you if that would be okay, and maybe I thought that freaked you out. So
No, I'm sorry. I didn't know if I was supposed to hold it. That's fine.
Yeah, glad you're back, because I was a little worried because WTNY only takes the first 2 hours of our Saturday show, and we'd ask people,
so you couldn't even apologize.
Right, so if,
no,
so if you...
Yeah, they booted you guys off, and I thought they kicked you off all because of me. And
No. They take some ghost-talking nut job after our show.
I heard that. I said, what is this? So.
Yeah, there's some guy out there that claims to talk to the spirit world or something like that, and
you've done it now. Well, they're going to call in.
So
that's good.
Hey, but by the way, before we take these calls, because we do have people that wanted to say something, that wanted to add into this discussion here about what you should do. If you like the show, and you did mention that you're enjoying Free Talk Live, anywhere you are, if you're listening to the show and you enjoy it and you're hearing us on the radio but you don't get the weekday show, or you're like Brandon and you're only getting a couple hours of the Saturday show instead of all 3 hours, call them up. Tell them thanks. Tell the radio station's program director thank you for airing Free Talk Live, and then ask them for more.
Yeah, and be pleasant.
Right, because you can get up to 18 hours per week of this show. So
thanks, we do.
Thanks in advance for doing that. So, Brandon, let me talk a little bit more about you, and then let's take these calls from people that are concerned. They have something they want to say.
Sure.
At 800-259-9231. You mentioned that you're running low on an inheritance. Your mom passed away. Presumably it was hers, and now you're running out of that. So how low are you? Is it to where you couldn't afford to go to a psychologist, or could you?
Well, no, I would say that I could afford to go to a psychologist or even pay for prescription medications out of pocket, but you have to think long term, and it really doesn't matter how much money you have, unless you're speaking in millions and billions. That a lifetime of money, money is money. It goes. Bills are every month, and I can still live semi-comfortably. But my focus is, I'm still kind of young, so why not give back what I know I can give? Why not get healthy? And I just need a little boost. Where's the boost? Where's the boost for someone who wants it?
I think that, the fact that you want it is very important. That's the number one thing. I mean, Mark, if you didn't want to quit smoking cigarettes, you never would have done it. So you had to
smoking cigars.
You never would have done it. But you've got to have that drive. You've got to have that wanting. And maybe going to a psychologist wouldn't be a bad idea for a few sessions, just to kind of see if something could happen. Obviously, you're going to run up against the factor that the psychologist might want you to go for the rest of your life, and or a psychiatrist might want to put you on drugs for the rest of your life. And I'm somebody that I just don't trust that kind of that mentality of that, well, you've got a problem in your brain, son, so you're going to need to take these here drugs for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
I just don't believe that. I think that there are a lot of problems that people have that they've essentially manifested in themselves for whatever reason, and that
you can
unmanifest that, that you can get healthy again. And my favorite example is our old co-host, who was on drugs for depression. And he was told, you know, you got to be on these drugs. You've got a chemical imbalance or whatever. And
exactly.
He quit taking those drugs. And after he quit taking the drugs, he lost weight. his acne problem lessened severely, and he his sex drive came back.
Yes, he was happier.
So he was living a better life as soon as he got off of the medication. But let's go to the calls here, see what people have to say for you. And we'll start things out with Tristan in Maryland. Tristan, you are on with Brandon.
Hey, guys. Glad to be here.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. You're on with Brandon.
Yeah, Brandon, I know where you've been. I mean, okay, I'm not really, but first of all, get some help. See a psychiatrist and a psychologist. They can help you out. I know that Ian doesn't really trust them, but I see one, and I don't really have an issue. And
what's it cost you, Tristan? What does it cost?
Well, technically, I still live with my folks, so they foot the bill.
Is it their insurance does, or they do?
It's insurance.
Because you can negotiate that professional hour downwards, and I think that some of them will see you between $60 and $80 for a professional hour.
Good to know.
That's doable. It's doable. Yeah,
well, another thing is to, you know, just if you're foot in the water, go out and just talk to people and get some experience and get your feet wet.
Where would you suggest? I mean, you don't just walk up to people at the mall. I mean, there's got to be a good place to go to that would be comfortable to meet somebody. And I'm not talking about a bar or anything like that, right? What would you think, Tristan?
That's a bit of a toughie.
Do you have interest, Brandon? I mean, do you things?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to get to. Speaking about the job, Brandon, do you have any skills that you're proud of?
Actually, I do have quite a hefty skill set, if I have to say so. I'm rather talented. I'm somewhat intelligent. I carried 4 O's all through college. I can do things. You know, I can mountain bike. I can do things with people and interact if I'm almost invisible, if it's a fast-paced New York City-type lifestyle. But you don't find that where I'm at. So it's real laid-back, dirty fishbowl type of environment. So everyone knows you, so it's hard. It's harder. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, in that case, I recommend you move to the city.
So that inheritance can run out 5 times faster.
But
thank
you, Tristan, for the call and the suggestions tonight. I like the idea of getting out and making an effort to socialize with people, and you know whatever your interests are, that might be where you'd want to start. And if you enjoy a city life, then that might be a good idea too. But is the reason why you're not able to work, you feel like that, is because of the anxiety issues? Is that what you feel is preventing you from going out and holding a job?
I feel that keeps me from a long-term job. Yeah.
And what about online work?
I think I could sit by myself, all hidden, you know, making
phone
money
sex,
by myself.
Man. Phone
eBay.
Sex.
Stop saying phone.
All right,
sex,
more coming up here.
Know.
Brandon, can you hang on? We've got another call for you.
Absolutely.
All right, more coming up. You take control and talk to Brandon if you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much heck of money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the show, Thanksgiving weekend. We are here. We'll take your calls about anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. The archives are right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. No mandatory advertisements that you have to view or listen to or anything like that. You just click and download. It's free at freetalklive.com.
I was out at the Freedom Fest this last July, 09, and I ran across a product that I find very, very interesting. And they gave me one. It's a non-lethal weapon, and it's a flashlight. It's called the Tiger Light. It's an incredibly bright flashlight with an integrated pepper spray in it, and it has the stopping power above a handgun. I know it sounds like a crazy claim, but in fact it does. And the reason its high level of utility comes from the fact that it is out and in your hand already. So you can't walk around
with a flashlight.
Right, it's a flashlight. You can't walk around with a gun in your hand. You can walk around with the Tiger Light in your hand, and it's a flashlight. And nobody has the expectation that the perpetrator, hopefully you're not just running around spraying people in the eye with pepper spray, but the perpetrator has no idea that you have a weapon on you. So you catch him, mouth open, eyes wide open, bow, drops him to the ground. It's a Tiger Light. Go to tiger.freetalklive.com and check it out. There's a special Christmas rate right for Free Talk Live listeners at tiger.freetalklive.com.
We're talking with Brandon in Watertown, New York, listening to WTNY, and we've had him on for the entire hour so far just because he sparked my interest. And Brandon, you're still with us, and thanks for sticking with us here as we have this discussion about you and some of the issues that you face in your life as an adult. They started earlier on, maybe as in your late teenage years. Wait, do you remember having these anxiety issues prior to 19? Was it there as a teenager?
It
was there as a teenager. I remember, trying to attend a dance, homecoming or whatever they would throw there, and maybe only being able to be there for 5 to 10 minutes on most instances, just due to the fact that I couldn't do it. Like, it wasn't for me. It wasn't my type of environment.
Mm.
Yeah. So, it went back as far as even as football and things like that. It just kind of always felt out of place and felt even more awkward trying to be fake to fit in.
Yeah.
So
I don't think you should ever be somebody that you aren't. I don't think that you should ever try to fake yourself. And I think that's – but I also hear you saying that you do want to be better at, melding socially and not having these issues where it's detrimental to you, to the point where you were explaining to us earlier that if you go into a grocery store or something like that, even if you're one of four customers, you'll freak out and, or you may freak out. Is it an always thing or just a most of the time thing or what?
No, I was actually hoping I could clarify on that. I'm not like 100% socially crippled. Sometimes I can catch this coming on and other times I cannot. So sometimes I can actually go into maybe Borders. Real briefly, I'll get, I'll look for that certain book I needed or something like that. And, if I can sense in myself that I've got a certain amount of time before I might feel that way. And I just kind of, you go with what you've been given. And I've kind of learned to live that lifestyle even, over a decade plus. So I've adapted to it and I'd like to shake it.
Well, that's as I said before, I think that's one of the most important things is that your desire to change, because we can all step outside of our comfort zones, and it's not easy to do, but in many cases it can be very rewarding. I've got more questions, but I want to make sure we get to the folks that want to talk to you here. So let's go to Randall. If you've got any ideas or suggestions for Brandon as far as what he can do, obviously a psychologist or a psychiatrist was suggested. I would feel like a psychologist would be best, because a psychiatrist is just going to dope you up, and I don't know.
Yeah, I've been that.
Yeah,
I've
I don't know. I don't feel like that's helpful to people. I think doping somebody up is papering over the problem. Personally, I know some people believe
in it. I think there are people that need drugs at certain times too. So.
Well, yeah, but I was going to suggest marijuana. Yeah. I mean, I'm all.
Well, they told me that my acid is the reason that this happened to me. It was for my acid use. So.
You did acid? You did LSD?
That was my drug of choice growing up, other than marijuana.
How much of it did you do?
The gentleman I spoke with this afternoon, my psychologist that I had to meet with, said he would like to research it because he's never heard. I couldn't give you a number. It was my drug of choice between 15 and 18 and 19.
I think it's a convenient excuse for somebody to say that, because I know somebody who took hundreds of of acid and is very intelligent and very well adjusted. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it. It may just simply be that you've had these issues for a long time, and that's how you felt like you were dealing with them. But let's go to Randall in Toledo. He's on the line listening to WSPD. Randall, you're on Free Talk Live with Brandon.
Thank you. Hi, Brandon. Yes, I've suffered from a very similar type problem. It's been happening for years, but it finally got diagnosed. It turned out that it had nothing to do with, a mental problem, had nothing to do with, previous drug use or anything like that. I had made several trips to the emergency room. I had this great sense of doom, impending doom. I thought I was dying. It turned out that I had a mitral valve prolapse.
What is that?
It's, from what I understand, it's where there's a valve in your heart that's, like, got a rough edge on it, and the flap doesn't close all the way when the blood's done going through it, and it throws off the rhythm of your heart. I was going to the ER with my pulse was like 200 beats a minute laying down. And everybody was judging me. Ended up in a divorce over this.
Mm.
I mean, there was other problems led to the divorce, but I'm saying that was like the icing on the cake. It went on for quite a while. And then one day when I went to my regular doctor's office, my regular physician was not in, and there was a young intern in there, and she wanted to do, I think it was called an echo, and she found it and treated it. with a beta blocker. It was called
And did it work for you?
Yes, it solved the problem. Yes, it did. I mean, it's not like a heavy drug, you know, where like it's not like you're getting like, you know, on a drug that's going to mess you up really bad. It makes you tired. That was the only side effect.
So what you're suggesting is it could be a physical thing that maybe just hasn't been found. Maybe you haven't had that looked at.
And the thing I noticed too is like, because you know, you had mentioned, Brandon, how you know, being out in public, you know, there was variances in how and when these attacks would come on.
Yeah,
and I noticed that when I was moving around, you know, like I could go for a walk outside, I always felt better. But like if I would be shopping and had my kids with me, it seemed like I was focused on them, where the symptoms were still there, but the symptoms weren't getting the better of me because I was, I don't know, because I was focused on my kids.
Interesting.
Right? Yeah, you know what I mean? I think it's something that's definitely worth checking out because there's a lot, it's my understanding that there's been a lot of people that have been, you know, just labeled crazy or, you know, you're suffering from an anxiety issue. And maybe that's true. I mean, maybe I even have some of the anxiety issues.
Maybe.
But I think that those come in together and merge with that pre-existing condition, you know, and it was culminating in something else.
Thank you for the suggestion tonight. I certainly appreciate hearing from you. And now, Brandon, you did mention that you, when you had your daughter, that felt like you were all in the clear at that point, right? Did you feel like the issue was present at all during that time in your life?
I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, an honest answer of maybe a 2 at peak times when my daughter was in my life, yeah.
Just as an aside, I know we have other people who want to talk to you here, but as an aside, I wonder about maybe getting involved in charity work or something like that.
Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Exactly what I was thinking. Big Brothers Big Sisters, there are chapters of them all over the place. You mentioned you're not in a big city, but I bet in Watertown there's probably a chapter there. Maybe that would be a good way to interact with some younger people. Maybe you won't feel that level of pressure and expectation from somebody who is, you know, 10 as opposed to a 20 or 30 or 40 year old. Brandon, can you stick with us for one more segment?
Certainly.
Okay, we're going to bring you back here. If you've got comments for Brandon, we're going to get you in. We're going to sneak in at 800-259-9231. Thank you for participating in this. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extracts, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com. The new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL4GOOD. 1-877-HEAL. The number 4, GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at HealForGood.com. That's HealForGood.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here toll-free generally. However, right now we are taking calls for Brandon. We've been talking with him all hour long about his issues with what sounds like anxiety. I am not a psychologist, and I don't attempt to play one. And so you get what you pay for here with Free Talk Live as far as our analysis of such things. But nonetheless, it's been very interesting. And we've opened up the phones to you to have you dial in to share what you think maybe Brandon should do in his situation where he's dealing with some what sound like some pretty serious anxiety issues. He's able to function in life, but not entirely, in that you don't have a job, Brandon, right now. You don't have any way to bring money in. It doesn't sound like it's impossible for you. And as Mark was suggesting, maybe some antisocial kind of jobs would be helpful, where you can do it from the comfort of your own home.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine who had similar problems. I don't know what the word was that he used to describe it, but it wasn't the words that you used. But essentially, he just couldn't get along with people, and he made a fortune on eBay. So
that's a possibility. And also, of course, we're talking about maybe you are interested in overcoming these problems that you have, which is very important. And so talking about ideas to get you out and get you socializing with people, of course, going out. We had talked about Big Brothers, Big Sisters, because you'd had good experience when you had a daughter, that helped really remedy these problems for you. So maybe just getting out and working with kids would be a good way to do something like that. And also another question I had for you was, what about church? I mean, I don't know if you're a religious guy necessarily, but that's a way that you can connect with
people that like you
on a regular basis. I go to a Quaker church here in Keene. It's a little bit different from your average church, but just the idea of I'm just trying to think of things where people are that are friendly that you could get around.
Actually, I do attend church once a month, and I find that to be very peaceful and almost like a reboot for me. It gives me, it's not an excuse or an outlet by any means, but it's almost like a safe zone, and I use that to my advantage to spread my faith and throughout myself. It's a nice, safe place to be.
We do have other people that want to comment here, so I want to make sure we get them in. But also, one of my producers sent me a website that might be useful for you. You do have internet access, yes?
I can use that somehow, yes.
You'll probably find a whole lot of good information there. He sent me socialanxietysupport.com. It's a website dedicated to helping people that may be very similar to you. There's a forum there. There's ideas about treatment, getting together with groups, stories, and things like that. So you may be able to find some people there that are having similar situations as you. Or better yet, you'll likely find people that have been in a place where you are and have managed to step outside of their comfort zones and may have some really good advice as far as what you can do. So once again, that website, socialanxietysupport.com. Did you get that?
I did, thank you.
Okay, let's go to Chris listening to WCHV in Charlottesville, Virginia. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you all doing tonight?
Great, Chris, you're on with Brandon.
Hi, Brandon. Good to hear you, buddy. We love you. We love
Thanks,
you, man.
Thank you.
And take it easy.
Hey, thank you.
I wanted to tell you that I as well have dealt with anxiety issues, and when I heard you talking about going to the grocery store, it kind of reminded me of my past, and maybe not on the same level that you were talking about. I didn't really have any, physical things happening with my sight and my breathing to that extent. But I have had a panic attack, and I remember having some of those, symptoms when I was having a panic attack. But the thing I wanted to share with you was what's worked for me, and this came to me from a sponsor in AA. And I've been using it ever since this person told me about it. Basically, it's fighting off negativity. And when you said it was fear, the host asked you what the feeling was, and you said fear.
Right.
I could totally identify with what you're saying. And the way that I have countered fear,
do you believe? I try the breathing, and that doesn't work.
Well, for me, it's fighting negativity, and the negativity is my thoughts in my head that are negative. And I had to learn to recognize when my thoughts were being negative, because most of my life, most of my thoughts were negative.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to become aware of when they were happening. And when I become aware of these negative thoughts pervading my thinking, I immediately fight them with positive thoughts. And most of the positive thoughts that I feed myself are positive affirmations about who I am, where I'm going, where I've come from, and just any positive information I can give myself.
I have to say that is excellent. Personally, from my perspective, that's excellent advice. It's something that I do as well. Whenever I find myself thinking negatively, I don't consider it fighting the negative thoughts. I just consider it changing my train of thought. I just kind of change tracks to a positive thought and just focus on that. Can you give us some examples? I don't know if it's too personal here, but can you give us some examples of a few of your affirmations?
Sure. I'll put this in context. When I wake up in the morning, when my eyes open up for the first time and I realize I'm no longer asleep, the first thing I do is thank God for another day.
Really?
That is my first affirmation that I give myself, okay? The very first thing, I do this every morning. I don't wait, I don't get out of bed, I don't get on my knees, I do it as soon as I know I'm conscious. And that fights off, well, I don't want to use fight because, maybe that's not a positive way to look at it, but I choose to negate my negative thoughts, because normally when I first wake up in the morning, it's like, what's going to go wrong today? Who is going to cross my path? Who is going to cause me to have a hard time? What am I going to do wrong? What's not going to work out? All these negative messages pervade my life, and I really have to negate them by using this. And say I'm in traffic and someone cuts me off, okay, and they are totally in the wrong. And my normal thing is to start cursing them and being verbally abusive in my head toward that person because of the anger I feel. Now I don't. I pray for them.
And I think forgiveness is an important factor as well. If I find myself being fearful or worried about something, I will forgive myself for feeling those things. It's understandable that we think those things. In many ways, we've been programmed to be fearful by the society and the government and all of those things. And if you can forgive yourself for thinking those things, you can shift your thoughts over to more positive things. I wish we had more time to touch on that. I thank you for bringing it up. I think it's a great point and it's been working for you, so thanks for the story and thanks for the suggestions. Mark, I know that you do affirmations on a daily basis. I do that as well.
I find them to be very powerful, and you're the one who gets to control your reality. So, getting in control.
That's another one you might want to look for online, is look up affirmations, and you'll probably find a whole bunch of good ones that you can write down, and then you'll start thinking of your own, and you get into the, if you start getting into the habit of maybe meditating for, 5-10 minutes a day and doing those affirmations and speaking them, stand in front of the mirror and look at yourself in the eyes if you have to. I mean, there are different techniques, but doing the affirmations, I think, is one of the most important steps. Let's get Nick on the line here in California. Nick, you're on with Brandon. Nick.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. We're short on time.
I think that it's just repetition. You got to keep doing these things. You got to keep reminding yourself. I mean, I think most people go through phases in their life where they get in some mode. Maybe it's jealousy in their relationship or something, and oftentimes coming out of it is repetition and reminding yourself. And I know you guys already touched on it, but thanks for taking my call. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you. Let's talk to Cynthia in Pennsylvania. Cynthia, you're on with Brandon.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, Cynthia. Go ahead. You're on with Brandon.
Okay. One thing that gets overlooked a lot is diet and how important that is, and how your whole mental outlook is. For instance, Omega-3s are essential for elevating your mood. It also is very, very helpful in bipolar disorders. My mother, for instance, was on medication for depression, and I got her taking omega-3 fish oil capsules, and within a short time, she noticed that she was feeling better, and she stopped her medication.
That's great.
Made a big difference.
I certainly would much rather recommend somebody get on supplements like that than to take whatever the dope is the psychiatrists are handing out. Hey, Cynthia, we're short on time. I thank you for dialing in here tonight. Now, Brandon, my co-host wanted me to ask you what you were going to do as a result of our conversation. I think it's too early to put that kind of pressure on you here, but you've gotten a lot of good ideas here tonight. We're out of time, but I hope I hope that what you'll do for us, Brandon,
call
us back in a few weeks, maybe 2 or 3 or 4 weeks down the road, when you're feeling like, when you've had the chance to try a few things and get out there, maybe start doing affirmations on a daily basis, like that last caller, the recent caller suggested, and let us know how you're doing. Will you do that?
Yes, I will, man.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Brandon.
We'll
see everybody Monday night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNLive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com, application Flycast.